At a regular assembly meeting in late June, representatives from the Central Council presented the Sitka Assembly with a short sea transportation initiative, naming the Inter-Island Ferry Authority as the main operator. But after the IFA board decided last month that the company would be unable to serve an increased number of Southeast communities, Sitka-based operator Alan Marine offered to take over. However, the Central Council failed to change the language of the original initiative, a move that surprised Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett.
The backup information that we have here is exactly what we had with the first motion 3 weeks ago, and there's nothing new here. And I thought that we would have new information that identified Alan Marine, and really there isn't much mention of Alan Marine anywhere in here. So I would like to see something that gives us a better idea of what it is we are supporting.
The Central Council and Alan Marine are planning a passenger-only system that would directly connect Sitka with the village communities of Hoonah, Tunnakee Springs, Angoon, and Cake, as well as a mainline connection to Juneau. But the initiative raised some concern with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. In a letter dated June 23rd, Tribal Council Chairman Woody Widmark cited concerns regarding sustainability and funding. The estimated cost for an inter-island ferry to serve central and northern southeast is around $5 million. STA argues that some of that money could come from funding already used for local transportation. The Central Council has requested the help of Representative Don Young in retaining the money needed to fund the first year of the project, slated to begin in 2010. Jerry Hope is the transportation manager for STA. He said the short length of time the project would currently be funded for is one among many concerns.
And because of the concerns that were raised by the Tribal Council, and because there has been little to no communication from Central Council or Alan Marine to the tribe, it appears that there needs to be a suspension of this action until there is some direct dialogue with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
Hope told the Sitka Assembly he thought the initiative was a great concept, but he said there are other issues that have not yet been addressed.
Want to just, if I may, switch hats as the Marine Transportation Advisory Board member for Central Southeast Alaska, including Sitka. Have the MTAB has not been approached by Central Council either. So how is this going to affect the ferry service? Not sure. And will it decrease the amount of ferry service to Sitka because this effort is being put in? That question hasn't been raised because the Marine Transportation Advisory Board has not been approached.
Mayor Scott McAdams also expressed his concerns about the plan.
I look at Juneau and I see three ferry docks. The Fairweather that had once been intended to come to us. I see plans for an Alaska-class ferry that's going to serve Lynn Canal. We are already suffering from some trickle-down mentality coming out of Juneau. Being that this would be administered and some of the administrative dollars would stay probably with Lincoln Haida in Juneau, because some of the planning is coming out of Juneau, is Juneau the hub and are we the spoke in the scheduling plans that are coming forth right now?
Jamie Cagle, vice president of Alan Marine, responded to the mayor's questions.
The intent of the schedule, and at this point it is just the draft, but the intent of the schedule is to have Sitka to be the hub. If there is any freight service that needs to go out to outlying communities, because that is another underlying goal of this project, is to help out with freight issues, is that the freight would first come to Sitka before it would be distributed.
Jim Dunlap is also a VP with Alan Marine.
We believe it's perhaps the best opportunity to come along in a very long time to improve the connectivity between our community and the villages in our neighborhood.
The Assembly unanimously agreed that an inter-island ferry is way past due for the region, but they fell short of approving the resolution, citing the need to maintain a government partnership with STA and a lack of information on the part of the Central Council. However, they did set a deadline. A third reading of the resolution for the Central Council's Short Sea Initiative will be heard by the Sitka Assembly no later than the first week of August. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.